With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve held interest rates steady at the end of its two-day policy meeting and signaled a considerably more dovish approach on interest rate hikes. We'll have more from the Wall Street Journal's Kate Davidson in a moment. First, here are some headlines. The Wall Street Journal says the economy's brief flirtation with 3% growth is over for now. Economists surveyed by this week by the Journal say the gross domestic product, or the total value of goods and services produced in the U.S., grew at a 2.6% annual rate in the fourth quarter. Output will grow at a 1.8% clip in the first quarter and a 2.5% rate in the second quarter, according to the poll. Economists blame a dimming global outlook, market volatility, and sluggish business investment. The Journal conducted the poll of 50 economists in lieu of the Commerce Department's report on fourth quarter gross domestic product, originally scheduled for Wednesday but delayed by the shutdown. Financial markets Wednesday got a big early boost from Boeing's fourth quarter report. The jet maker posted higher earnings, which flew past expectations. Boeing's revenue for 2018 hit a record $101 billion, and the company said it expects sales to rise as much as 10% this year as Boeing ramps up production to meet global demand for air travel. The Wall Street Journal says that spending on renewable energy is booming as corporations have fueled record investment in U.S. wind and solar power. Spending on wind and solar grew 13% in 2018 from the year before, rising above $16 billion, according to consulting firm Wood Mackenzie. It expects growth will more than double in 2019. Corporate buyers are leading that growth, with companies including Budweiser and MGM Resort International touting their support of alternative energy and marketing campaigns. Still ahead, we'll talk about the Federal Reserve's latest move to hold interest rates steady and what it signals for future interest rate policy. The Federal Reserve held short-term interest rates steady and sent its strongest signal to date that future rate hikes are on hold. In its statement released at the end of its two-day policy meeting, the Fed said it would be patient concerning future adjustments to interest rate policy. Stocks rose sharply after the meeting concluded, adding to gains made earlier in Wednesday's session. Joining us from Washington is Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson. Kate, what was different about this statement? Was the word patient missing from the statement at the meeting 2 months ago? At that meeting, did policymakers maintain a clearer bias toward continued rate hikes?
Yes, I think that is definitely fair to say, Charlie. In December, we heard Fed Chairman Jay Powell come out and talk sort of fairly confidently about the Fed officials' projections for rate increases in 2019. They have this thing that's called the dot plot, which sort of shows where officials think rates are going to be. And looking at that, you know, it implied that the median forecast for most officials was for two rate increases in 2019. We heard a much different tone at the meeting today and in the statement today, which said, well, actually, we're going to be patient. And that was a word, as you said, that wasn't in the statement in December. And what was taken out of the statement this time was sort of a hallmark of the statement ever since officials began raising rates for the first time in years back in the end of 2015. They said that they were going to pursue a policy of gradual rate increases or raise rates gradually over time, kind of signaling that they were going to continue on this path. Gradual or gradually was not in the statement today, which is the strongest signal yet that the Fed is going to be on hold for a while.
So basically, there was less guidance in the statement at the end of today's meeting about future rate hikes. They're going to leave it sort of open-ended.
Yes, it was just in terms of word length, the statement was much shorter, which is something that I think Chairman Powell has implemented since he came on board, trying to tighten up that statement. So it's hopefully a little bit more clear. But yes, it had the effect of taking out some of that guidance. But we did have the benefit this time of having a press conference after the January meeting, which is a new thing this year. There are going to be 8 press conferences. Last year, we only had 4. So we got to hear from Chairman Powell about why some of these changes to the statement were made. And essentially, he emphasized, as he said recently in public statements, that the Fed is going to be even much more data dependent, just relying on incoming data to guide them. So they didn't want to give too much of a hint right now as to where rates might go because there's a lot of uncertainty.
What reasons exactly did the Fed and or Fed Chairman Powell give for signaling that interest rates would remain steady for the time being? Were there specific factors referred to?
There were a few, yes. There have been some specific things that have changed since December. It wasn't all that long ago, but there have been some changes. For one, global growth has been weak, and that has really important implications for the U.S., and Chairman Powell said, you know, that story is continuing. It's also been kind of hard to miss in Washington. We've had this big government shutdown, and while shutdowns generally don't have a large impact on the macro economy, this was the longest shutdown in U.S. history, and so it will have some kind of effect on first quarter GDP. And there's some questions about how big that will be. And there's also the looming possibility of another shutdown in a couple of weeks. Lawmakers only extended the government spending or funding for 3 weeks, and they have to sort of do this all over again before February 15th. And if there is another shutdown, that could potentially have a much bigger effect. And also, finally, Mr. Powell noted that financial conditions began to tighten in the fourth quarter, and that has persisted. So those are some of the factors affecting the decision today.
In his post-meeting press conference, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the case for raising rates has weakened somewhat.
The traditional case for rate increases is to protect the economy from risks that arise when rates are too low for too long, particularly the risk of too high inflation. Over the past few months, that risk appears to have diminished. Inflation readings have been muted, and the recent drop in oil prices is likely to push headline inflation lower still in coming months.
Inflation really hasn't budged much, I guess, from the 2% target that they set?
That's exactly right. Yep, inflation is just more of the same, not really doing much.
The Wall Street Journal said the central bank released updated guidance on how it's shrinking its $4 trillion asset portfolio.
Yes. So the Fed, when it embarked on this process of shrinking its massive balance sheet, it got really big after the financial crisis when the Fed had these bond buying programs. They were meant to stimulate the economy. The balance sheet got really big. It was around $4.5 trillion. And they began the process of shrinking that balance sheet a couple years ago. And at the time, I think they had hoped and expected that they would be able to just sort of set it and forget it, put that process on autopilot. Some of these holdings began to run off the balance sheet. But what started happening over the past year, investors have gotten a little anxious. They think that this runoff is having the effect of tightening financial conditions and essentially kind of like similar to raising rates, but it's tightening in another way and tightening financial conditions and maybe perhaps restraining growth in the view of some people. So the Fed for a while had said they didn't really see this effect. Now they are kind of just at least saying, we hear you. We hear what you're saying. We hear your concerns. We're paying close attention to this. And if we need to adjust our balance sheet policy, we will. So that's, again, I think gave some comfort to markets and investors who are worried about this. It doesn't give a strong sense of what they might do or when they might do it, but they're leaving open the possibility.
Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson joining us from Washington. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.